From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. So good to talk with you again.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be on the show. And of course, you know, I always get a little nervous around the puzzle because I'm not very good at them.
I don't believe it.
But I think they're fun to play anyway. So remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, it sounded a little more complicated than it actually was. I said, think of an adjective starting with over, and what follows over is a word that has a homophone, or a word that sounds the same but is spelled differently. And the puzzle was, think of an adjective starting with over that is frequently used with the homophone of the word that follows over. What is it?
And the answer?
Well, my intended answer was overthrown, and a throne, T-H-R-O-N-E, can be overthrown. We also accepted overseen, and S-C-E-N-E can be overseen. So either one of those was good.
Oh, great. Well, we had over 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Emily Gilbert. She's from Appleton, Wisconsin. She joins us now. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
And what do you do there in Appleton?
I work part-time as a guide at a living history park.
Oh, that sounds like fun, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Have you been playing the puzzle for a long time?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure exactly, but over 10 years.
10 years. Okay. So you're finally one of the on-air contestants. That's great. Are you ready to play?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Well, I'm sure that you really want to meet Will Short. Will, meet Emily.
All right. Emily and Lynn. Last Wednesday, I was at my alma mater, University of Virginia, where I spoke to about 400 students and played word games. And this is one of the puzzles I brought. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials VA. For example, if I gave you the clue, subject of a tax in Britain, you would say value added. All right?
Okay.
Number one is the second in command in the Navy.
Vice Admiral?
That's right. Number two is residue around Mauna Loa, for example.
Volcanic ash.
Good. Law that ushered in prohibition.
Something amendment.
No.
No? All right.
A short word meaning law in three letters.
Act.
Something. Right. And starting with V. Well, it's possible you don't. Do you know this, Lynn?
I don't know it. I don't know.
It's the Volstead Act.
Wow, I never heard of that.
Okay. Try this one. Painting, sculpture, photography, etc.
Visual arts.
Good. Period in England, known for primness and formality.
Victorian age.
Uh-huh. Kind of belt in astronomy.
Something asteroids?
No.
Huh.
Kind of belt.
Yeah, the blank belt. You just might not know it. It's the Van Allen belt.
Huh.
Okay, try this one. 18 in the United States.
Voting age.
Uh-huh. Effort that isn't successful. You do something in a blank to do something, but it's not successful. It's a
vain attempt.
That's it. Good. Huh. Form that's filled out in order to travel to another country.
Visa application.
Yes, that's correct. The last U.S. cabinet department created before Homeland Security. Department of...
Gosh, I don't know.
Before Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's for people who have served in the military.
Oh, okay.
Veterans Affairs is the name of the department. How about military force that does not rely on a draft?
Volunteer Army.
Uh-huh. Contract or understanding that's not written down.
Verbal agreement.
Uh-huh. Epic poem by an ancient Roman writer.
Virgil's Aeneid.
Good. British-owned airline between England and North America.
Something air, certainly, but...
No. It has lots of roots between England and here.
It's not Virgin Air?
Virgin is correct. I guess maybe people say Virgin Air, but the real name of the airline is Virgin Atlantic.
Okay.
And here's your last one, a person's sudden disappearance.
Vanishing act.
Good job.
Yeah, Emily, I think you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All right, now, as a special treat, we've brought in NPR's own Danny Swerdling to tell you what you're going to win this week.
For playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin. Wow. No, but there's a lot better stuff. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. And you're going to get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. And the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. Emily, there's more. You're going to get Will Schwartz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and the Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press. And you will get one of Will Schwartz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Emily, tell us, what member station do you listen to?
WPNE in Green Bay.
All right. Well, that's great. And keep listening.
I will.
Emily Gilbert from Appleton, Wisconsin, thanks again for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
And Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. Think of a six-letter hyphenated word meaning eager. Change the fourth and sixth letters to get another hyphenated word meaning less than eager. What words are these? So again, a six-letter hyphenated word meaning eager. Change the fourth and sixth letters to get another hyphenated word meaning less than eager. What words are these?
All right. You've got your challenge now out there, and when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link, and only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Schwartz. Thanks a lot, Will. It was good talking with you.
Thanks a lot, Lynn.